Yeah, it's been scheduled the following weekend of the big Indy 500, which always runs on Memorial Weekend. And basically for the race teams, it's just a hop, skip, and a jump to get here from those two locations. My IMSA series runs a sprint race here this weekend. It's only an hour. It's a 100-minute race, and those races I don't participate in unless they're shorthanded. And I'll have my gear with me, but, you know, I'm down there to have fun, and if they're shorthanded, and the race director politely asks me, can you help? You know, maybe I will, but it's only happened a couple times. But, yeah, I've been doing this since 1992 with a couple of gaps in there for health reasons. But this will be my final year, and I've got, Watkins Glen in 2 weeks, Wisconsin at Elkhart Lake in August, and then at the end of September, the first weekend of October is the final race of the season. That's a 10-hour race, so I have 2 6-hours, a 10-hour endurance race to go, and I'm done, even though I've already got the schedule for next year. They added that to me back in January, and I said to the boss, what am I supposed to do with this? He said, you'll be back next year. I said, no, I'm done. The only reason why I came back this year is because of Road America. Road America is a 4-mile track, and it's on a very hilly, multiple elevation changes, and you need to have as many eyes and ears and radios to cover the territory. And like I said, it's an endurance race, so of 6 hours, and that's the reason why I'm going back. This year, I came back this year, but no, I'm done. My body can't do it like it used to. So anyhow, enough about my boring racing stuff. You're probably about getting ready to land the plane, so I'll let you get your day started and get inside and see what's shaking for sure. You have a great day. This is W8RCY. Almost forgot my call sign. Got to retrain me after having a few days off the air. We're clear. Have a good one, Sean.